Hello and welcome to the Night Feed. I'm your host Charlotte, here to bring you some comfort, camaraderie and conversation to keep you company during, let's face it, one of the toughest parts of being a new parent, the Night Feed. It's now Friday. I know as a mom sometimes the days can just blur into one, but it's the weekend, so hopefully that means you have a little more help and can have some much needed you time. Tonight's unpaid sponsor is Baby Brain. Searching frantically for your phone whilst chatting away on it. Putting hand cream on your toothbrush. Pouring orange juice over your cereal. Getting to the shop and realising you've got your slippers on. Shall I go on? On this episode, I wanted to chat a little bit about comparison, which they do say is the biggest thief of joy. Now, as new mums in this day and age, we live in a world of social media, and there isn't much getting away from it unless you are kind of cold turkey, not on there. But if you are, and even if you go on it in moderation like me, there are times when it can drag you down. Even if you're in a really great place and you're happy, it can make you feel low. And I think we've got to be really careful with this as new mums, because you need to remember that as a new mum, your mental health is fragile anyway. You're going through this insane number of emotions on a daily basis, from happiness and joy to lows. And mixing social media into that can have a really damaging effect. And it made me think about how when our mums had us, there was nothing like that. They didn't really have many people to compare themselves to other than their friends or their neighbours, for example. They didn't know what sleep routines people were using, how tidy someone's kitchen was, how incredible someone looks. It can be quite warping, and I think it can warp your perception of how well you're doing as a parent, because we're all doing our best. We're all trying our best for our babies. Even if that means some days the kitchen's an absolute tip, we are trying and we are getting through this. And when you've had a bad night and you've had hardly any sleep, it can put you in a low place. Even if you're mentally fine and you're feeling good, sleep deprivation does things to us all, I think. So if you've had a bad night, you come down, your kitchen's a bit messy, and the first thing you do is reach your phone and see pristine kitchens on Instagram, it is going to send you a little bit west, I must admit. So this is just a reminder to take it with a pinch of salt. Remember that it's everybody else's highlight, and to go on there in moderation if you can. I think sometimes it can become a bit of a tick when you start doing nothing. You pick your phone up and you have a little flick through Instagram and it's harmless. And then you go on TikTok and then you go. And it can be a bit of a spiral. And I think it's kind of changing it up a little bit and trying not to be on it as much. And like I said, great if you're not on there at all, good for you. If you go on in moderation like me, great. But if you find yourself scrolling on there a lot, what I think people call it doom scrolling, just be mindful that you're already in a bit of a fragile state as a new mum mentally, no matter, like I said, whether you're feeling high or low, and be mindful that what you see on there isn't real. Now on to a question for my podcast. Today I decided to scour Reddit and I came across a mega thread, which was what to buy new parents. And I know you're a new parent and maybe you've had a various different things bought for you, and I just thought it might be interesting to go through some of the answers to see if you agree. Number one, this was winner by an absolute landslide on this thread, and I did go through quite a lot of it, was food delivery cards. And our neighbour did this for us and it was a win. Like, it was actually such a nice idea because we already had one baby by this point. And she said, oh, you know, I imagine you've already got everything. Here's a delivery card. And that meal was great. It was done. It was boxed off. And if you're a new mum now in the trenches, you know that cooking and doing meals and it is difficult when you're feeding a newborn nearly every hour of the day. So I thought that was a clear winner, food delivery cards. Second is baby grows with zips. Absolutely. Poppers at 3 a.m. are a nightmare. And number three was help with bringing meals over and cleaning up. So this was not about gifts or presents. It often isn't about gifts or presents. I mean, for me personally, it's lovely to receive things like that. But actually, the kind of practical help is really underestimated and undervalued, I think. And this ties into needing a village, I think. If you have people that are willing to do this around you, then definitely accept the help, especially in the early days and weeks. I know my mum used to bring us some hot cooked meals, and oh gosh, that was just such a, I don't know, a great thing to have, not having to think about tea, because you are pretty much attached to your newborn in the early days. So definitely accepting help if people offer that, and not, don't just laugh it off. I know it's easy to be like, oh, so-and-so has offered to come around and clean the kitchen or that, and you think, oh, but don't you accept it? No one's judging you as a new mum, especially people that have been mums before. They know how hard it is in the early days, and if they're offering to help, it really does make a massive difference. So I really like that one. Now onto social media says. Something I came across today, actually, and I've only just seen this, is the fourth trimester trend. And Suki Waterhouse recently shared a post on Instagram saying how the fourth trimester had humbled her. And she shared a really candid image of herself showing off her postpartum body. And I've since done a little bit more looking into this, and other celebrities such as Katy Perry and Lindsay Lohan have all done the same thing. And personally, I think it's really refreshing to see lovely, real mummy bodies looking like they've just had a baby. I think the trend is championing our bodies and what they're capable of, and not showing how people got their abs back in a matter of weeks, which if that's what you want to do and that's, you know, you are into fitness and that makes you happy, then absolutely fine. But I think there needs to be a lot more on this about how our bodies do look different and they do change, and that's completely fine. And it's, again, coming back to the pressures of social media, seeing lots of mums kind of regain the figure straight away and look great and look fab, and we forget that that's maybe the one day that week that they've put their makeup on and done their hair and they look great, and the rest of the time they're, you know, looking like a normal postpartum mum that's just in her sweats and feeding with no makeup on, and that's completely fine. And the more we talk about how we embrace our bodies and appreciate them for what we created is the narrative we definitely need more of. So yeah, as long as it's kind of authentic, then I think the fourth trimester trend is refreshing, shall I say? Yeah, refreshing to see real postpartum bodies that look like, yeah, they've just given birth, because that's what we look like. And I think our bodies are absolutely incredible. And there needs to be more on champion what our bodies are capable of rather than what they look like. Now it's something for you. So tonight's self-care suggestion for you new mums is, following the theme of this podcast today, is try to cut back on social media. It's easy to pick up your phone in the middle of the night and just scroll and scroll and scroll. We've all been there. I've been there. But taking a break can really do your mind wonders. And you don't even realise, if you come off Instagram for, say, a week, for example, you feel a difference. I think it's because you cut down the noise. And let's face it, social media is noise, isn't it? It's noise from every angle. You can easily get bogged down into a whole different hole every night of social media trends and different things, and coming away from that noise and cutting that noise out of your night while you're up with your newborn can really help. Instead, why not try to do something else with your time, like find a good book? Or my friend actually downloaded Duolingo and learned Spanish, and I thought this was great. She actually works in perinatal care. And she told me that although we hear lots about mum brain being a negative thing, like, oh, mum brain, like what I just talked about, it's actually a time when our brains are rewiring themselves to learn new skills, to multitask, and even have a better memory. So it could be the perfect time to learn that new language. Now to finish on a quote. It's 3:30 a.m., Mama. and you're stroking my head. Everything but you is blurry for me right now. I'm adjusting to this new world, and you're helping me more than you know. Every stroke, every kiss, every lullaby, rock, cuddle and feed is comfort. The sound of your voice and that familiar heartbeat make me feel home. You're welcoming me into the world and showing me the way. The tiredness is draining your cup, but it's filling mine. We're on the start of our journey together, and right now, you're my world, Mama. Thanks for listening, Mamas. I hope this has helped even just one of you tonight as you're up with your baby in the early hours. Remember, there's a whole village of us awake, just like you, so stay strong and keep going. Wishing you a calm, restful night ahead and a lovely, hopefully restful weekend. And if you have anything to share, as always, please email thenightfeedpodcast@gmail.com. Good night.